For those of you who don't know me, my name is Donna Rochelle, and I'm here because the connection is that I sang in the National Christian Choir with Harry as director, and here I am. That I am standing here about to testify to the Lord's work in my life is evidence of something of which I have suspected Harry for quite some time. The Reverend Dr. C. Harry Causey is a force of nature. Any testimony of the Lord's work evokes that well-known phrase, amazing grace, of course. Even more prominent in my mind, though, is evidence of the Lord's faithfulness. A few years ago, my husband Robert and I accompanied Harry to the same theater some of us went to yesterday. We were a couple of the nuts on the bus at that point. Sight and Sound in Lancaster, and we saw In the Beginning. We all had dinner together afterwards, and then had a few minutes for browsing and buying, like usual. Robert and I were trying to buy our dream home at the time. The lending landscape was changing rapidly, and we didn't know, even sitting at the settlement table, if we were going to move that day or not. But it kind of didn't matter at that point. We knew that the Lord was in charge, and whichever way he sent us was the way we were going to go. At the Sight and Sound event, a few weeks before that, I laid my eyes on this painting on the wall and had to have it. It was kind of expensive, but it would look really good in the dining room. Whether it was the new house or the old house, it didn't matter. And it became, the scripture became our theme, kind of. And it says, "All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me." Has a grapevine. It's a pretty picture, very nicely framed. But what you probably can't see from there is this teeny-weeny little mouse sitting in the crotch of that little branch at the top, sound asleep, napping, after he had a great, big, huge feast on a little tiny grape. And that's why I love the picture. So, the Lord's faithfulness has just become the theme of our walk together. I've written most of what I'm going to say because it's supposed to be like 10 minutes, and you know how women can be, so I'm going to stick to what I wrote. At Christmas, the Father's faithfulness to us becomes flesh in the person of his Son, Emmanuel, God with us. God is always with us, if we're his, whether or not he allows us to be aware of his presence. He is Emmanuel, God with us. God was with me, the little girl who loved music class and singing with the choir at church, even though I thought the names Zechariah, Nebuchadnezzar, Zacchaeus were just a little too silly to be real people. So I just thought it was all fairy tales. I had no idea. God was with me in my idealistic teen years, too, when I thought Christians were pathetic, self-deluded, fantasy fanatics, wasting their precious lives and resources in pursuing the nothing. I had no idea. God was with me at my first wedding, where I thought my lifetime dream of simply becoming an excellent wife and mother and living happily ever after was about to come true. I had no idea. God was with me years later, when disillusioned, distressed, and desperate for truth, I turned to the Old Testament to find in him comfort, security, and peace. The Old Testament, I had no idea. In his standards, his laws, his requirements, his punishments, all I saw was a bitter, egocentric, jealous, tyrant of a God that I bitterly wanted nothing to do with ever, ever again. Furthermore, I knew he could come down out of his heaven, sit on the side of my bed, give me all the answers to all the questions I ever had, and explain it all to me so that it would be okay. I also knew just as assuredly that he absolutely would not do that, and that made me mad. I threw the Bible across the room, bounced it off the wall, cried myself to sleep, and I was never going to talk to him again. I had no idea of what God was capable. I still didn't know about amazing grace and God's faithfulness then, but God was still with me the very next morning when, although I still had his door slammed shut, he spoke to me through something I would come to learn was called Christian radio. The speaker said, Have you sought God by trying to read through the Bible from the beginning to the end and found not God, but lots and lots of questions and objections, but no answers? Don't quit. Don't be discouraged, because God, who formed you just the way he meant to, knows just how to get you there, one step at a time. He'll show you the next step, the next thing, when you're ready for it. Just trust him. That's like sitting on the side of my bed. With that radio sermon, God was not giving me all the answers to all the questions that I had. He was doing more than that. He was giving me himself and promising me that along the way, he would also give me the answers that I so desperately thought I needed. I didn't know how much he had in mind to give me. I had no idea. God was also with me when I made all the usual mistakes as a newborn Christian in my first marriage, strategically placing tracts and books for my then husband to see, mostly on the back of the toilet, going to church too much, and not being quiet and letting God work. I had no idea. God was with me the day he pointed out that my baby faith was only about God, not with God, and he gently led me into a deeper, richer relationship with him. This was after a long separation and then a divorce from my first husband and a second marriage to Robert. And it was during a bout with breast cancer. Suddenly, everything was new all over again. Kind of like senior moments, but different. I sailed through chemo and radiation with an aggressive form of breast cancer and was left with permanent nerve damage in my left hand. Combine that with a tendon disorder in my right hand, and I call myself Dropsy Girl. I thought breast cancer was the biggest battle I would ever have to face. I had no idea. God was with us as Robert fought his year and a half battle with leukemia and showed us day after day how much he cared, how faithfully he was with us through circumstances, scripture, prayer, and mostly through the hearts of his people. I had no idea. God was with us last year for the death of my ex-husband from pancreatic cancer and this past summer for Robert's death. Stop. The Lord's faithfulness went before us every step of the terrifying way, and all we needed, his hand provided. I think I'm beginning to get the idea.